Once again, it's 2:05 p.m. We are here today, September 10, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 15-008, Maeda Pacific Corporation versus Guam Solid Waste Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodolin Gerardo, Jared Hernandez, and Adriana Critigua. Will appellant Maeda Pacific please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Philip Torres, counsel for Maeda Pacific Corporation, and Maeda Pacific Corporation's representative for this hearing, Clito Simon.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSWA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, thank you. Vanessa Williams for the Council for Guam Solid Waste Authority, and present with me today from Guam Solid Waste Authority is Chase Anderson.
Thank you. We may begin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Torres, Ms. Williams, parties. Would any of the parties like to discuss any matters before we get to scheduling? Mr. Torres?
I think that's the primary purpose today. I know I have a response to the agency report due tomorrow, and there's been a motion to dismiss on the basis of jurisdiction and a recusal motion.
That's correct.
No other extraordinary issues.
Okay. Ms. Williams?
Yes, we'd just like to address the scheduling of the motions, but nothing else.
Okay.
Oh, just also for the record, we wanted to just publicly disclose that Philip Torres did serve as the hearing officer for OPA. It's been a long time, Phil. Do you remember the case?
2012. It was a GSA.
With DMR.
DMR.
That's just for purposes of disclosure.
Yes, we did receive one motion, and that is the motion to dismiss for lack of jurisdiction and for recusal. That was received by the OPA on September 1, 2015, and there have been no other motions filed, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And do the parties anticipate filing any other motions in this matter?
I do not, although I think it becomes a legal question. In fact, I firmly believe it's a legal question.
Okay. So at this time, we'll schedule oppositions to the motion to dismiss. Deadline for that would be September 17. Any reply to the opposition shall be filed by September 24.
Madam Officer, can I have an extra week on this? I am leaving Ireland on Saturday to attend a funeral. And, I'm going to be gone about 10 days, but I will certainly be able to do it by the 24th.
When do you return to Guam, Mr. Torres?
I actually am scheduled to return on the 23rd.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll have your opposition to the motion, if any. That will be due by September 24. And any reply to the opposition will now be due September 30. And we will also have pretrial materials, including formal hearing briefs, statement of stipulated facts, witness lists, exhibit lists, and pre-marked hearing exhibits due for filing on September 30. The formal hearing in this matter is set for October 6 at 10 a.m. And this is, of course, if the motion is denied. There should be a decision prior to that time.
May I address Madam Hearing Officer?
Yes, Ms. Williams.
I'm be off island. I failed to submit my notice to the OPA and I apologize for that. I had already submitted them to the courts. However, I'll be off island from October 1st to the 15th. I was going to request to have the hearing on the motions before then, on the 30th, and if we were to entertain a separate hearing on the motions before the formal hearing, I'd have no objections to an expedited reply date so that we could fit that hearing in before I leave on October 1st.
October 3rd.
I'm leaving too, so is she. That's why you're leaving. So that's, now we have to reschedule. Okay. So. September 24th, you would reply, and Ms. Williams, when are you leaving again?
I leave October 1st. I could submit a reply by the 28th, or even sooner if we could fit in that hearing before the 1st, October 1st.
Mr. Torres, when will you be off island again, if you know the exact dates?
I leave Saturday morning, and I'm back on the 23rd.
Okay, that's this Saturday until the 23rd?
Yes. I could, can I make a suggestion? I can draft this up, review it on Monday from California, and probably file it by next Tuesday or Wednesday, if that helps the schedule. And then with respect to a formal hearing on this matter, I would request that we do it towards the end of October. I had scheduled off island this trip off island is unscheduled.
Okay.
So I have no objection then to the 17th as you originally proposed.
Okay. Thank you.
When do you return?
October 15th. I'm sorry, I'll return on October 17th. I'll be leaving stateside 15th.
I return October
20th. Oh, you're going to also be off either.
Yes.
The following week.
And she is not available.
October 20th, Friday.
And you're not available this week.
The 29th or 30th should be okay. You'll be there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're looking at setting the formal hearing in this matter for October 29 at 10 a.m. And so we will modify the...
Could you still, if you're off island, Mr. Torres, on the 17th?
I can still do it by next week, yes.
And Ms. Williams, you'll be able to file your reply, if any, by September 24th?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll just stick with the those dates, the 17th for oppositions, and September 24th for any reply. The... Pre-trial materials, we will have that as due on is October 19 a good date for the parties? That's a Monday?
Yes.
Okay. And if the OPA determines that a hearing on the motion to dismiss is would be necessary, then we will schedule it at a later date. And again, if there's going to be a hearing, then we will issue that, schedule that at a later date. For now, we will not schedule a motion hearing. Does anyone have questions? Mr. Torres?
No questions.
Ms. Williams?
Will we be expecting a written decision before the formal hearing on the motion?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
And would both parties be present on October 19th here in Guam? If, because I'm thinking that that might be a good time to schedule a motion hearing if it's necessary.
I will not be here, but I will arrange to have my pre-trial materials filed before then.
Okay. So, Mr. Torres, when do you leave the island the second time?
I leave on the 10th of October.
Okay.
And that's when I leave.
And I am back on the island on the 22nd.
Okay. And Ms. Williams, if you can again just let us know when you're off island, the dates?
October 1st through the 17th.
So you and I will be coming back about the same time.
Okay. So if there is going to be a motion hearing, or we'll just schedule it for now. We'll set it for October 23. That's a Friday. At 10 a.m.